In recent years, clusters of wind turbines have become a common sight in Poland, like here on Mount Kamieńsk, next to a busy motorway in the south of the country. Poland lies in the part of Europe where Atlantic and continental air masses frequently collide, producing unsettled windy weather ideal to set turbine blades in motion. Until now, successive Polish governments have been firmly committed to promoting wind power to meet the EU goal of 19% energy production from renewable sources by 2020. Major Scandinavian and German energy companies have invested heavily in the industry, joined by homegrown companies. Polish inventions in wind power have started to make headlines.
Polish engineers have developed a new way to use turbines to utilize wind energy. Developers say the technology can be used almost anywhere and that it's twice as efficient as traditional propellers.
German utility RWE has invested in a new onshore wind farm in Poland. The 17-megawatt wind farm in Opolenica is RWE's seventh wind power project in
Poland. Welcome to Wysoka wind farm in Poland. It contains 21 turbines which produce...
Engineer Waldemar Piskosz invented a vertical wind turbine, which has been hailed in Central and Eastern Europe. Commercialized by a Polish company, the design has been used successfully on a number of sites in the region. The inventor says the award-winning idea came to him out of necessity.
Pionowe siłownie wiatrowe są w dowolnym zakresie dobre, bo wspomagają funkcje...
My vertical wind turbines met their needs, because they keep going even when the blades of traditional turbines no longer rotate in a light breeze. The idea first occurred to me when I was working at a recycling plant, which kept experiencing power cuts. We needed a reliable power supply, such as wind power, but the plant was situated in an area where lighter winds blew. So I came up with a vertical wind turbine, which also stores electricity.
To jest po pierwsze rozwiązanie, a drugie to, że ta konstrukcja pozwala również gromadzić energię.
But here in the windswept Mount Kamieńsk area, plans to add more turbines to the existing wind park have hit a snag. Poland's new government has made an about-turn on wind energy. It has decided to impose strict limits on the construction of new turbines. Under new regulations, they need to be spaced out in a way that makes architect Małgorzata Chmiel wonder whether any new wind turbines can be built in Poland at all.
If we draw a circle on a map with a radius 10 times the height of Poland's tallest wind turbine, which is 210 meters, plus the height of the blades, we end up with an area of 10 square kilometers. That's as big as a decent-sized town, and wind turbines would be prohibited in that area. Now, the whole country is dotted with small farms and houses. As an architect and planner, I can tell you it is going to be very hard to find anywhere in Poland where you can put a new wind turbine.
The man behind the new regulations is Energy Minister Krzysztof Tchórzewski. He recently told Parliament that Poland needs to rethink its renewable energy philosophy.
Wind power provides clean energy, but at the same time it requires substantial backup from the conventional energy industry based on hard coal. So we need to maintain a parallel power generating system with the same capacity in case there is no wind. The rest of the time it would be doing nothing. When we build new wind power installations, we also need to develop power plants that burn hard coal to secure reliable power supply levels. Poland needs to change in this respect.
But those involved in the wind power industry believe that what's really at stake here is the future of Poland's powerful coal lobby. In the past two decades, it has protested against the closure of inefficient mines in a switch toward cleaner energy, and it views sustainable energy sources as a threat. Wojciech Cetnarski is the president of the Polish Wind Energy Association.
The government is trying to keep social peace by not declaring that the coal industry in Poland needs very deep restructuring. So this is a very political narrative directed to certain group of voters, miners and energy producers. I think that first our government, they have to learn that nothing happens in isolation. The problem of Polish coal mining sector, this is a global trend, and the same is with the renewable energy. The renewable energy is the global trend, and we are subject to that trend. Our obligation toward European Union are crystal clear, and I think that this is a question of time when the government will realize that this is something we really need to fulfill.
Some 2,000 people took part in a demonstration in Warsaw last month against the wind power bill. MPs, stop tilting at windmills, the banners said. One of the protesters, Marek, is a 22-year-old University of Warsaw student and a green activist. He says he's baffled by the authorities' plans, considering that so much money has been invested in wind power in Poland.
We have seaside of Baltic Sea in Poland. That's why the sea breeze can be really helpful to make energy for Poland. These days, there's a lot of private wind energy companies owned by private investments. Once installed, the facility can go like 20 years and of course more.
Other demonstrators expressed concerns that were more local in nature. Grzegorz Grochocki, the mayor of the locality of Dolice on the windy Baltic coast, explained that wind power installations have been a crucial part of his commune's development plans. Now they are threatened by the new legislation.
In our commune, spatial planning work began 7 years ago to make room for wind turbines. We decided that this was our future. We were planning to build two wind farms, which apart from producing clean energy, would also yield 1 million euros of tax revenue a year for the commune from the lease of the land to the operator. But now, with the new law, the project will most likely be scrapped.
And what about the R&D potential which emerged in Poland during its sustainable energy boom? Wojciech Cetnarski of the Polish Wind Energy Association says Polish innovation-driven companies are bound to suffer.
Creative people need to be in a positive environment to unleash their creativity. If the narrative about renewable energy is as the current government is having, which is this is something expensive, something Poland doesn't need because we've got coal, that wind turbines are harmful for birds, for people, that they are noisy. Obviously, no one with the creative mind would look into it because they would look into something that is more positive and which in official opinions has some future.
Wojciech Cetnarski has publicly branded the government's plans to curb the development of wind power as a case of state protectionism introduced in favor of Polish coal producers. He believes that Brussels could remind Warsaw of its obligation to keep improving its energy mix in line with EU directives it originally agreed to follow when it became a member of the organization 12 years ago. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.